If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
We will get to NFL winners and losers in a second. Before that, though, quick plug for our friends in Holdred. Score One Smoking. Chris has got barbecue rubs and sausages for days for all your tailgates on Saturdays, Friday Night Football as well.
Score One.
ScoreOneSmoking.com. Also on Facebook and Instagram at Score One Smoking.
Do it.
Score One.
No, do this.
What's that?
Yeah.
That's the logo. Yeah. He's the logo.
Bill's the logo.
I would like, is there anybody to get my face on one of the rubs?
I would think like so. That,
John Benton has his face on the rubs.
I saw that.
Why can't you be on Score One?
I'd like to be on one of those.
I know. The first time he did it, I thought that should be on the label. Bill Bush.
He does.
They don't even have to identify.
Also, the catering is ridiculous. I mean, he does weddings. He does all kinds of events, any sort of gatherings. He's always in charge. He handles all. He's in the tri-state area.
Is he?
Yeah, Chris is. Yeah, it's
true. He's been down to Salina.
I'm sure he has. By the way, I checked. You should have seen Salina on the way to Wichita. Driven through. It is on the way.
Oh, God.
I just checked the map. It is on the way to Wichita.
It's embarrassing.
And that's where Bex is at now. Expansion.
Okay, Bex.
Sunny Bex.
Down to Salina.
Yes.
All right, what's going on now?
It is time, without further ado, for the week one edition of NFL Winners and Losers. Nice. Let's fire it up. Here we go. Winners and Losers, sponsored by our friends at Fuhrer's Cheese Spread. You're at every tailgate. Dee stops by here once in a while with great cheese spread. It's awesome. Get it for yourself at most local grocery stores in the state of Nebraska. Fuhrer's Cheese Spread to the winners in his first game back in the NFL after a nice stint at Michigan. Jim Harbaugh enters the league at 1-0. Dominant rushing game for J.K. Dobbins.
Yeah.
22-10. Chargers over the Raiders. Harbaugh, as Michigan gets rolled by Texas, says, I'm 1-0, baby. Huh. I'm the king here, Jim Harbaugh.
The king. Dobbins got a game ball in the locker room. Saw that.
Jim Harbaugh, 1-0. Number two, Bill mentioned this on the Sunday Night Football, the Lions in overtime, 26-20 over the Rams. That's a potential NFC title game matchup. People say that both those teams could go far. The Lions say, we're not going to be one-year bust. We're going to be good this year. The Lions were great offensively. Defense looked solid. Lions 1-0 as a big win on primetime. They did a big win on primetime, 26-20. Lions over the Rams. Number three,
Who saw Sam Darnold having a great game for the Vikings?
One time he was 10 for 10. I know he
started. He ends 19 for 24, 208 yards and two touchdowns. The Giants still look pathetic. Daniel Jones is bad. 28-6. Vikings roll the Giants. Bad times in New York.
Continue. I sent you guys that this morning.
The
Daniel Jones, since he signed his new contract extension, has thrown more touchdowns to the other team than he has for his team. He's thrown more pick sixes than he has touchdowns.
That's not good.
Not interceptions. No. Pick sixes.
He's
having some problems.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones. Number four, this is a guy that Sip used to have a nickname for. Baker Mayfield, which used to go who?
Baker Dofield.
Hey, he's had quite the redemption in Tampa Bay.
Yes.
They roll the Commanders 37-20. He was great. 24 for 30. 289 yards, four touchdowns in the game. Baker Mayfield is back.
He is back.
He's playing well.
Yeah, he is good.
He fell off after the Browns went to the Panthers, went to the Rams. It was just a weird couple years. Now he found a home in Tampa.
How's it going for the Browns right now with their quarterback?
Okay, great. So we'll get to that in a second.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, not good. But Mayfield, great performance in week one. The last winner, how about collectively in general, NFL kickers? Here's your stats.
Okay.
21 kicks made of 50-plus yards this week. The most ever in a week in the history of the NFL.
Say the number again.
21 kicks made of 50-plus yards. The most ever in the history of the NFL in a single week.
Now, that would be harder for Lincoln Lutheran.
Yeah,
that would be harder.
He's kicked a 43-yarder.
We have that down.
There is one kicker in general, Brandon Aubrey, the kicker for the Cowboys. Okay, he made, right before halftime, a 66-yard field goal that got called back because of delay of game by the Cowboys. They almost attempted the 71-yarder. They thought about it. He drilled the 66-yarder. It was unbelievable.
Well, that's amazing.
This guy is a cheat code.
Yeah.
Former soccer player. He is cheat unbelievable.
He's a cheat code.
Bill.
That's amazing.
Could you imagine coaching somebody that made a 66-yard field goal?
That'd be remarkable. And also, I was watching with Detroit. Their kicker never, like, in college, he never even kicked field goals or extra points. He was just the kickoff guy. Then all of a sudden, he got in the XFL, USFL, for the Detroit, the Panthers, I think. Uh-huh. And then he wins the job. He wins the job. And he was never a kicker in college.
Yeah, it's not generally something you pick up late in life.
No, not late in life. What are you going to do? NFL kicking looks interesting.
Kicking the hell out of it right now.
I'm on a heater.
To the losers, the most fun part of winners and losers. Number one, this is very obvious. The Carolina Panthers should just quit. They were down 30-3 at halftime at a very mediocre Saints team. They lose 47-10. This is the first game for Dave Canales, new head coach of the Panthers. It did not go well. Bryce Young is not very good.
What happened?
That team struggled. And by the way, they lost their best defensive player for the season to a meniscus injury, Derek Brown, on that game.
That's a mess.
Bill,
what is wrong with Bryce
47
Young?
47-10.
But Jake, what happened to Bryce Young?
Pretty good chance it's not all on Bryce.
Right.
Maybe I'm sure there's some times
that's
you go,
good. No, that's
okay,
good
he's
point.
Not doing this good enough. But the surrounding cast
is not good.
Not the same.
No, that's a good point.
Number two loser, you mentioned this, Bill, Deshaun Watson. The Browns have talent. They've got a good defense. They had a bad day. They have a good defense in general. They got receivers. They got some running backs. I know Chubb's not back till week five, but Deshaun Watson has fallen off the face of the planet. He's supposed to be healthy. The shoulder's supposed to be healthy. His stats, 24 for 45 for 169 yards. 45 pass attempts.
Ooh.
One touchdown late. Didn't matter. Two Ooh. Picks. He was terrible. He can't throw it downfield.
Ooh.
He can't throw it downfield at all. And he doesn't run anymore.
But there's not much going on with him today either.
What do you mean?
Just a new lawsuit against him. Also.
Is there really?
There's another one just came out. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Major one. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Deshaun is. What a fall he's had.
21 incompletions is a lot.
And he had 169 yards. He had no yards. No
efficiency.
Number three loser. It was a winner for me, but the way it happened, the Jags. The Jags should be appalled by how they lost this game. Jacksonville is up 17-7, late third quarter, going in for what would be likely a game-winning touchdown because the Dolphins were hapless at that time. Travis Etienne is punched. The ball is punched out by Javon Holland. Great play. Dolphins recovered. Next play, 80-yard touchdown, Tyreek Hill. The Jags had no business losing that game with how they were playing. They went completely lifeless offensively. The defense stopped playing ball. They should be embarrassed by how that game ended. I'm happy as a Dolphins fan. Jags fans are depressed, and they should be. That was horrible. That was horrible by Jacksonville. But thank you, Jacksonville. Awful.
Interesting.
And by the way, Doug Peterson, head coach, tried to take any blame off of Press Taylor, his OC. He tried to blame the defense for the problem. Like, you have to be up 24-7, and you stop playing offense the rest of the game. They didn't. They had one pass attempt. They kept running the ball.
It's really interesting. That conversation is always interesting. Do you let off the gas a little bit, bleed clock? You got to stay somewhat aggressive, right? It's a fine line. It's a fine line.
Number four loser.
Coach Simple, by the way.
Number four loser. They have a really bad start typically, but the Bengals hosting the Patriots.
I'm sorry.
Lose 16-10. Jacoby Brissett, you know, didn't do a ton in the game. He was fine, but it was, like you said, Bill, a turnover at the goal line by the Bengals. A couple, you know,
they dropped a touchdown pass. They muffed a punt. Ooh. It was like things did not look good. And then defensively at the end of the game, they couldn't get him. They couldn't stop him. They're like, they were going to run the football. And they ran it 8 straight times.
Yeah, Stevenson ran well for the Patriots.
Just ran it for like 40 yards on the last two drives. I mean, last two series.
Now, ouch.
And number five loser. Now, this is, I'm going to say Will Levis in general, but the Titans, this is an epic collapse. The Titans led the Bears 17-0.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water. Enjoy. And watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
They lose the game without giving up an offensive touchdown. It's the third time in the history of the NFL a team overcame a 17-point lead without scoring an offensive point besides a field goal.
Third time in, in the history. Score?
There was a blocked punt, about 10-yard blocked punt by Jonathan Owens. They also had, Will Levis did through the stupidest pick six in the history of mankind. He was trying to avoid a sack. Did like a flip out as he was falling. Easy pick six. Ooh. And a couple field goals and the Bears get it done. Will Levis, again, had some flashes in the first half. Man, that guy makes some stupid mistakes. So holy crap.
Caleb Williams threw for 93 yards. That's what he finished with, 93 yards.
Brian Callahan, the head coach of the Titans, said at the press conference, he said we could have punted or we could have just kneeled every play and won that game.
Ooh.
Instead, they just self-sabotaged themselves.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Good job.
That would be incredible
NFL
to see.
Winners and losers.
We're just going to take a knee three times and put our defense back out there. That would be one of the most incredible things in the history of football. That'd be this. What are you guys doing? We're not going to turn it over. We're going to take a knee three
times.
We're going to use 40 seconds to play, and we're going to punt it. That's what we're going to do.
Jake, that was wonderful.
There you go. NFL
Jake,
winners and losers.
When you're back. Do this, Jake is back.
That is an unbelievable segment. God bless you.
I have fun with it. I love it.
Hard part of our show is that you got football, Saturday, Sunday, and you got two things to talk about, but the college game is so, and then also we're a local show.
Right. We got a lot.
So you have a lot. Yeah. It's a long time. It's just amazing. What if the show was longer, Steve? Would that matter?
Could help.
It would matter.
We start at 5 on Monday.
At 5 a.m. Just 5 on Monday.
5 a.m. start.
5 on Mondays. Think about it.
No, 5 every day. Why not 5 every day?
I'm for it.
Could you do it?
I'm up
without
anyway.
Without your alarm, you could do that, Sip?
We might have to. That would make
it's pretty extreme.
Because we've already set that mental clock. We've already locked that in.
It's pretty extreme to go 5 to 8, but we could do it. We could. You're crazy enough to do it.
We'd probably have breakers at 5.
Then they could podcast it too. About Mondays? Yeah, we could wait till the 6 o'clock time to start with Nebraska.
We're crazy enough to do it at 5.
Let's think about it. Breakers. Is there any interest in us starting at 5?
I'd do 5. Yeah. I would. I mean, it's not that much different for me. I mean, it's not much different for Bill. He's up at 4. Yeah. I could do it. Yeah,
maybe even a 5:24.
It would just increase the importance of the post-show nap for me. That's all it would do.
That's a guarantee at that point. Yeah. No one can push back on that. Yeah, right. I'm taking the nap, and you'll be okay with it. That is Winners and Losers, sponsored by Furious Cheese Bread. Thanks for that. It's time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. We just did NFL Winners and Losers. How about today? NFL wide receivers. What teams do these guys play for?
Oh, God, Jake.
464.
He's gonna pick the obscure.
5685. Shut up, Sipple. Right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Bill and Trivia on the week. You guys are 1-0, 16-11 since the reset. So good start.
Getting back to a good start here.
5 games.
16-11.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
That works. Ben's getting the caller over here lined up.
No one's calling.
There's two callers. I'm not sure what happened. He had two callers in the line, and they.
Ben's amazing.
Yeah. Is there a system?
He's wearing a hat today. Which
is
an issue
with the phone?
With his hair.
Oh, Angie, my sister, Marty's wife, gave him a huge compliment right off the bat upon meeting him.
What she said?
She commented on the hair.
Good hair.
Yeah. She said you got beautiful hair.
Yeah, he does.
Angie, right away. Marty's got beautiful hair.
Is he? Gee.
He kept his hair. Gee, Steve.
God, I wanted to meet Marty.
You'd love him.
I want to fly down there.
I can't tell who the caller is. What's the name? I see it's line 3. What's the name, young man?
Ben?
We have a name? Okay. Can you hear? Who do we have here? Who's the caller?
It's, It's Brad from Baldwin.
Oh, hello, okay, Brad.
Okay. Ben, that shouldn't have been that confusing.
I don't know what happened.
It's okay. There, Brad's okay. with us.
Yeah. Brad's with us.
Hey, Brad, nice to hear from you.
Yes.
You too, guys.
Okay.
Are you on the road right now? Are you repairing anything?
Hey, turn the radio down. Turn the radio down. I hear an echo there, Brad. Please help me out here.
All right, let's go. Try that.
All right, there. That's better. Let's get to it. Hey, Bill is a lifeline for SIP for one question. As always, Brad, first question to you. What NFL team does wide receiver Jameson Williams play for?
That would be the Detroit Lions. He's on my fantasy football team.
All right.
And he had a very, very big game.
Do you play fantasy football?
No,
so I have no idea.
What do you think?
1-0 lead. SIP, first question, 1-0, you're down. What team does wide receiver Chris Godwin play for?
I mean, I have a pretty good idea on this.
Pirates, I don't have it.
The Buccaneers.
Brilliant. The Bucks is correct.
That was big. Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome.
Back to you, Brad, to take the lead. Last question, what team does wide receiver Jaden Reed play for?
That would be the Green Bay Packers.
Never. I wish you did 1979, because I can name them all.
We could nail those.
Week one leader in receiving yards.
I'm sorry?
First or second. Jaden Reed. First or second receiving yards in the NFL. All right, Bills in play. Sip for the tie. Last question. What team does wide receiver Calvin Ridley play for?
Oh, okay. We should know this. I'm pretty sure I know this.
I think I know, too.
Okay, can we confer?
That's fine. Yeah,
can we write it down?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
You haven't used Bill, so he's your lifeline here.
Is it that?
Yes. We got it.
What is it?
Well, I mean, we've reached a consensus on
this.
Falcons.
He did play with the Falcons at one time.
He's been on two teams since the Falcons. He's been on the Jags, and now he's on the Tennessee Titans.
Okay, I didn't know that.
I don't feel that bad about it losing to Brad, and also we at least knew who he was.
Right.
Brad,
at least we got one team.
Yeah, we knew he'd played for him, so that was...
That's right. He started off
I'm not down on myself for that one.
No, I'm not.
Nice win, Brad. Congrats.
Brad, you're better than us, and we've always known that, and we're okay with it.
I don't know about that, guys. It was, I'm fantasy football, so that helped me.
Good job, Brad.
All right,
go have a good day and say hi to Chris and everybody for us.
Chris is back to working, yes.
Yeah, but he couldn't take retirement. He was bored. Bill, Tyreek Hill is in his ninth NFL season. How many regular season touchdowns has he scored in his career, including the one he had on Sunday?
Ninth season.
So with 8 full seasons. Yeah, first game is 9th season.
Oh, first game, okay.
8 full seasons.
59.
Way over.
What would you put the number?
I'd say 81.
Oof, 89. How about 77 receiving touchdowns, 7 rushing touchdowns, and 5 return touchdowns for Tyreek Hill?
5 return touchdowns?
Earlier, like the first 3 years of the Chiefs, he did everything there. Rushing, receiving, returning, everything, like 2016, 17, 18.
I mean, he's a real dude now. Real dude with a lot of kids.
He actually returned a couple punts for the Yes, he does have
a lot of kids. It's just a fact. I mean, it's nothing wrong with nature.
Okay. Can I say something?
Yes,
Jake?
Please, Bill.
Jake didn't want to bring it up.
I forgot to.
It's okay. You can go ahead, Jake.
No, please. No, you go ahead.
If anyone has free time tonight.
At what time?
In 2 weeks, Steve will be on the Big Red Wrap-Up. Right. And tonight, I'm on the Big Red Wrap-Up. Like that. So we're going to do some...
Is this regular NET still or not?
Yes, it is.
NET. It's statewide.
Yep.
And they get we and Steve talked about the viewership is unreal, that the Nebraska fans
love
the show, and it's incredibly done. So I'm doing that tonight. So I have that, and then you'll see Steve in 2 weeks.
There's still people in the state that think that's all I do.
The big red wrap up?
Yeah, you're on TV. Now, once a year. Once a year. Yeah.
That's exactly
what do you
right.
do the rest of the time?
Yeah. $100,000 on that appearance.
Good time. Nice, but worth it.
So enjoy Bill Bush tonight on Big Red Wrap Up. We will watch and address how this goes, Bill.
It'll get addressed.
We'll analyze this.
We'll
analyze this.
It will 100% get addressed.
Spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV.
seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.